There's only one thing you need to be doing this weekend, and that's cheering on the home team in Super Bowl 52. It's Eagles time, baby, and everybody needs to get on board to bring this championship back home to Philadelphia. But we realize there are about a dozen or so people in the Delaware Valley who don't care about the football game. So we're here for you. We're on the eve of Valentine's Day and Galentine's Day. So love is in the air, and not just for the guys in green. Some of us find relationships a little scary. If you're one of those people, Victor's Valentine is for you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The one-night-only event takes place Saturday at the Lincoln Mill Haunted House attraction in Manayunk. You'll go through the space with only a candle to light your way, so whoever you take with you, you better want to hold on to. Things get started at 6:30 p.m. Perhaps you were thinking of a more traditionally romantic activity to do with your significant other. Why not a walk in the park? In this case, it's Sweetheart Stroll, a guided tour of the most romantic spaces in East Fairmont Park. The tour includes some friendly competition for Valentine's themed prizes and ends with hot chocolate, as all good things do. It takes place on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, starting at 3:30 p.m. We'll have more V-Day events on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
I got all the Jordans, I got all the Jordans. I write a verse about my kicks and then I go record it.
If you're a sneakerhead, you probably already know about this weekend's big event. SneakerCon is coming to the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Saturday. This gathering of sneaker enthusiasts brings people together to sell, buy, and trade popular, rare, and hard-to-get kicks. Sneakers are now a billion-dollar business, so bring your wallet and make sure it's a big one. And to make sure you don't get ripped off, sneaker authenticators will be on site to make sure there's no knockoffs.
Then one day I found a broken trombone. It didn't sound perfect, but finally, I was ready to play. The next time the parade went by my house, I grabbed that trombone and headed out into the street. My brother James noticed me playing along and smiled proudly. "Trombone Shorty," he called out, because the instrument was twice my size. From that day on, everyone called me Trombone Shorty.
That was Oscar nominee Angela Bassett reading from the children's book Trombone Shorty about the real-life trombone player from New Orleans. The book and thousands of others will be for sale at the 31st Annual African American Children's Book Fair on Saturday. The free event brings authors from around the world to Philadelphia. The fair is also at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's a big place, and it starts at 1 p.m. Gritty City Gravel Ride is going down on Sunday. This 25-mile ride is mostly over gravel path and cobblestones. It's organized by Kings Rule Together, an inclusive biking group founded here in Philadelphia that now has chapters in over 20 cities. It does help to have some previous gravel riding experience, but if you get there at 9 a.m., they'll give you some pointers. This is the second in a series of monthly rides, and it gets started at 9:30 a.m. Bikers meet up outside of Trek Bikes on Main Street in Manayunk. Just in time for Valentine's Day, two of the 90s most popular balladeers are heading to the Queen in Wilmington on Friday.
Storming outside, rain sheet keeps me home.
Carl Thomas, Case, and local comedian Teray are combining their considerable talents for the Love and Happiness show. It gets started at 8 p.m.
I'm a part of me, like the color purple. Where do we come from? Now my eyes are open. Look what God has done.
Based on the book by Alice Walker, The Color Purple has been a movie, a Broadway musical, and there's a film version of the musical currently in production. You can see the stage version at the Ritz Theater in Haddon Heights. It premieres on Friday and runs through February 26th.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight all through the night. I'll make love to you.
Our boys, Boys to Men, are at the Met Philadelphia on Friday night. The hometown trio continues to bridge the gap between the Philly music legends of yesterday and today. Their concert starts at 8 p.m. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend fun. But we can't end Things to Do this week without saying it one more time. Fly, Eagles, fly! If you want to see them win on Sunday, there are still some tickets to game night parties left, and we'll have those on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Philly, let's get it. We'll leave you with the Philadelphia Orchestra's version of Fly, Eagles, Fly. Go, Eagles!